Poll, 8 of 10 Americans want to keep Title 42. By Neil Monroe on December 27, 2022. Republican, Independent, and Democrat voters strongly support the preservation of the Title 42 border barrier, according to a December poll by Harvard Cap/Harris Poll. The poll asked 1,851 registered voters about the barrier, which was established by President Donald Trump and is being removed by President Joe Biden. Title 42 is a regulation providing that because of COVID, those who attempt to cross the border illegally can be sent to Mexico to wait for a court date. Do you think that provision should be continued and those asylum seekers kept out of the U.S. or do you think the rule should be repealed and those migrants allowed to come into the U.S. to wait for a court date? 76% of swing voting independents want the barrier to be preserved, along with 80% of Republicans and 79% of Democrats. 67% of Hispanics and 77% of Blacks want the barrier preserved. The Harvard-Harris poll shows greater support for migration curbs than other polls that ask Americans about Biden's migration. This difference likely shows how the public uses the Title 42 law as a legalistic cover for their rejection of the relentless cheerleading for more wealth-shifting migration by the establishment media, CEOs, and political leaders. The Title 42 barrier has been mostly dismantled by Biden's border chief, the Cuban-born, pro-migration zealot Alejandro Mayorkas. For example, in November Mayorkas allowed 7 out of 10 migrants to cross into the United States to compete for jobs and housing. Many of the rejected migrants hire cartel guides to help them walk across the border at nighttime. The U.S. Supreme Court is considering whether or not to delay the shutdown of the Title 42 program, as they also assess if the administration has been refusing to enforce the nation's border laws. White House officials are now trying to remove the Title 42 barrier and replace it with other legal fig leaf policies that would help the establishment media, Democrats, and the GOP to hide Biden's movement of more economic migrants into U.S. housing and workplaces. The switch is politically difficult because Biden's deputies are trying to please their base of pro-migration investors and progressives, but also the pro-American voters who are needed in the 2024 election. The federal government has long operated an economic policy of extraction migration which pulls human resources from poor countries and uses the imported people to grow investors' revenues and profits. The inflow has forced down Americans' wages and boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and has reduced native-born Americans' clout in local and national elections. Many polls show the public wants to welcome some immigration. But the polls also show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and to the inflow of temporary contract workers into the jobs needed by the families of blue-collar and white-collar Americans. This third-rail opposition is growing, anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that American citizens owe to one another.